and was not part of the surah. Thereupon all the infidels prostrated themselves. It was a mystery too that they knocked their heads upon the door. After this, there is a perplexing and abstruse argument. Stay with Solomon and do not stir up the demons.
This subject that I'm talking about is one of the most difficult subjects in societies. Everybody is arguing about, this was not fair. That is not fair like that. It should be like this. It should be like that. Right? I said, no. There is some secret here. That prophet did this, and that thing happened. Suddenly, a lot of people, they bowed. They accepted it. That's the magical stuff, because we have the tendency to become sociable. Yes?
Listen, relate the story of the Sufi and the judge and the offender who was feeble and wretchedly ill.
Let's go back to this story. This is a long stuff that you have to go and read that one, read the basic of all the religion stuff, and think about it a lot. Let's just stop it. Go back to our little story. Yes.
The judge said, make the room firm, O son, in order that I may decorate it with good and evil. Where is the assailant? Where is that which is subject to vengeance? This man in sickness has become a fatal. The law is for the living and the self-sufficient. Where is the law upon the occupants of the graveyard?
This is it. Now let's go back to our story. Who is the judge here? Our judge is a clever one. He knows what he's doing. He knows who is guilty, who has done what, and he knows about the judgment. Because this judgment goes upon what? If you are poor, you have nothing, what should be the judgment? Nothing. Judgment is not for you. Judgment is for the rich people who are doing a lot of stuff. They are responsible. The judge knows that. So he's looking at this man dying. He's not a real guilty fellow to punish him for what? Yes.
Those who are headless because of poverty are in 100 respects more non-existent than those dead. The dead man is non-existent from one point of view as regard loss. The Sufis have been non-existent in 100 respects. Death is a single killing, while this is 300,000, for each one of which there is a blood price beyond reckoning. Though God has killed these folks many a time, he has poured forth stores and payment of the blood price. Everyone is inwardly like Jurjis. They have been killed and brought to life 60 times. From his delight in the spear point of the judge, the killed one is ever burning and crying, strike another blow. By God, from love for the existence that fosters the spirit, the killed one longs more passionately to be killed a second time.
Means pay attention. The people who are poor, who have lost everything, this is like they are killed. And you know what? They like to be killed again. Because that's what they are looking at, that's what they are used to, and they want to really be killed because they don't have a good life, the poor people. Yes.
The judge said, I am the judge for the living. How am I the judge? How am I the judge of the occupants of the graveyard?
Looking at this guy, he is dying. He said, I'm here to judge the people to be better. This fellow is dying. What can I do with this? Yes?
If to outward seeming this man is not laid low in the grave, graves have entered into his household. You have seen many a dead man in the grave, O blind one. See the grave in a dead man.
You have seen a lot of graves, but have you seen it in the people? Because there are some people who are close to death. They are poor, they are hungry, they don't know what to do. Look at them. This is the place to look. Yes?
If bricks from a grave have fallen on you, how should reason able persons seek redress from the grave?
Mm-hmm.
Do not concern yourself with anger and hatred against a dead man. Beware. Do not make war. I think it should be, do not make war on the pitchers in a bathhouse.
Yeah. Pitcher on the bathhouse. That's something culturally you should understand. Because bath is one of the most important stuff up to a couple of hundred years ago. There is no pipes and blah, 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 blah. Everybody should go there and they clean themselves and there are ceremonies and a lot of stuff over there. Here, you will say, what about those people who are washing themselves? There are people washing themselves. And on the wall, there is a picture of some people. This is the tradition of painting in the bathrooms. Is it okay? Are you a fighter to fight with that picture? If you want to fight, you have to fight with a person. Because you want to win, you want to change that person. That picture, you can do nothing about that picture. But a lot of people do that when you're looking at the person. What do you see? You see their picture. You don't see the real human over there with all the stories and problems and things like that. Which one do you want to angle with? Yes?
Give thanks that a living one did not strike you. For he whom the living one rejects is rejected of God. The anger of the living ones is God's anger, and his blows for that pure skinned one are living through God.
If you are hurt by a very good fellow, you are hurt by God. You are paying for your sins and things like that. Don't even think about it. Because that fellow, you cannot say he did it for his personal interest and blah, 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 blah. Yes?
God killed him and breathed on his trotters and quickly, like a butcher, stripped off his skin. The breath remains in him till the final boundary. The breathing of God is not as the breathing of the butcher.
That butcher does this with the skin, because with that he will divide the skin from the rest. He will say, I bring that as an example, but I mean the deepest meaning of this. When God is doing it. And here, the word is not God. It is Hap. Do you remember Hap? This, that meaning of God. Yes.
There is a great difference between the two breathings. This is holy honor, while that side is entirely shame. This took life away from it and injured it, while, by the breathing of Hawk, that life was made perpetual. This breath is not a breath that can be described. Listen, come up from the bottom of the pit to the top of the palace.
I want to explain the depth of this. Why do we have a judge? Why should we have a judge? Because the judgment is like this. If it is personal, it's limited, it's not controllable, and we don't know what's going on. So we have a representative who is the judge. Yes.
It is not a sound legal decision to mount him on an ass. Does anyone lay upon an ass a pitcher of firewood? The back of an ass is not his proper seat. The back of a briar is more fitting for him. What is injustice? To put out of its proper place. Beware, do not let it be lost out of its place.
Did you get it? This is, this verse is playing with the words in a very poetic, lovely way. It's Zorm chetvat vaz ghayr mouzash hin makon dar ghayr mouze zayash. Zihay zaye mouze vaz. Playing with all of this to explain what? Injustice. What is injustice? Injustice is something somewhere that should not be there. The position, because this stuff in another position is good. Everything is good or bad. Depends on when, where, why, and all that. Put it in one word, position. That's it. Something which is looks nice, but in a wrong position is bad, and vice versa. Yes?
The Sufi said, then do you think it right for him to slap me without retaliation and without a farthing?
All of these lectures of the judge about this, and this is the poor guy, look at him, you cannot punish him and all that. Sufi said, then what? I brought him here, he kicked me, and you want to let him go? Is that the judgment? Yes?
Is it right that a big rascally bear should inflict slaps on Sufis for nothing?
You mean that from now on, every Sikh person should slap the Sufis and that's it? Yeah.
The judge said, what have you, larger or smaller? He replied, I have 6 dirhams in the world. Said the judge, spend 3 dirhams and give the other 3 to him without words.
Judge said, okay, how much do you have? He said, I have 6 coins. Good. Give 3 of it to this fellow and keep 3 for yourself. Yes.
He is weak and ill and poor and infirm. He will need 3 dirhams for vegetables and loaves.
Yeah, at least that 3 coin of you will help him to have some food, sit down and eat the poor guy. Yeah.
His eye fell on the nape of the judge's neck. It was better than the neck than the nape of a Sufi. He raised his hand to slap it, saying, the retaliation for my slap has been made cheap. He approached the judge's ear for the purpose of a secret and dealt the judge a blow with his palm. Oh, my.